Where does the conviction to follow Christ come from? Written by Meg Booker and read by Kelly Givens. Today's Bible verse is 1 Peter 1, verse 8. Though you have not yet seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. Where's my Jesus emoji when I need it? My finger sent via text. That's truly how I feel most days. He's the reason for all of my smiley face messages and sunshiny stature. The reason I get up in the dark and seek him in quiet with my warm cup of coffee. Belief blossoms into a beautiful friendship of saving faith. Our verse today tells us that though you have not yet seen him, you love him. God's love requires faith, and faith is so much deeper than what we can see or understand. Faith gives feet to trust in what God has planned for our lives. Not being able to see God, not being able to witness Jesus' miracles, doesn't make him any less real. Whether we believe or not, he is still in control of the universe, still sitting at the right hand of God, and loving us with a perfect love that we are incapable of understanding. What causes us to love God that we've never met? Our verse tells us that he is in us. The moment we accept Jesus, he seals us as his and the Spirit dwells in us from that day forward. It's a love that we don't have to see, feel, or hear. It's a love we know, a love we believe, a cross we point to. Our verse tells us, and though you do not see him now, you believe in him. We don't see him now, but there is something in us from the very beginning that seeks him, that seeks God's presence, that seeks to abide with our Father, our Creator, and his Son. And once the Spirit begins to move in our hearts, our lives are never the same. We can't go back. We know too much. And finally, our verse tells us, we are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. Inexpressible. That accurately describes the feeling of being saved from ourselves and this world. Inexpressible. How do we thank Jesus for dying on the cross for us when he didn't have to? For coming down from heaven to show us the way and to make a way for us to be with him? Kind of makes us feel convicted.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.